Here's Chicken Stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast turns summer-like, according to Pat Pagano, becoming hazy, more humid today, late thunderstorms 75 to 80. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, 90 to 95. Sunday, hazy, humid, with a chance of a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. And it cools down a bit on Monday, cooler, some showers, 70 to 75. We'll check the details on that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Some stories we're following for you around our tri-state region. In Massachusetts, a second round of $500 checks be on the way to about 330,000 low-income workers across the state next month as the Baker administration continues to roll out their $460 million premium pay program, which was authorized last year. The first round of payments went out in March and provided cumulative $250 million to about 500,000 people, and June's volley of checks will total about $165 million. The executive order of administration and finance reported on Thursday, no one who received a payment in the first round will be eligible to receive one in the second round. A $117,000 grant is going to support Clinton Church restoration and the Du Bois Center in Great Barrington. The latest round of funding from the African American Cultural Heritage Center downtown will bring the total raised to nearly $2 million, though it could take another $5 million to complete. Mass Development of the Mass Cultural Council announced yesterday their agencies were awarding $117,000 to Clinton Church restoration, which is planning a center at the site of the former historic Clinton AME Zion Church on Elm Court. The grant is one of 11 going to Berkshire County organizations as part of a total $13 million support for 115 cultural facilities and projects across the state. In Connecticut, the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority, PURA, announced starting July 1st the amount you pay for electrical supplies and energy supplies will increase. The price changes happen every January and July. Eversource customers will now have to pay about $4 more per month. Lucky for United Illuminating customers, they won't have to spend more, but their payments are only dropping, actually by 0.5%. PURA says there's not much they can do. The war and the increase in demand for energy are impacting prices. The chairman said, quote, "We oversee procedural processes to make sure the utilities are procuring the most competitive rate they can from the wholesale market, but we are not setting prices. The price is determined by the wholesale market. It's deregulated, and it has been for about 20 years. They don't have the power to lower payments." In Ankrum, Woodward Bridge closure for replacement on County Route 7 to the role of Jansen Kill, town of Gallatin, advised the part of Columbia County Department of Public Works' ongoing perennial efforts to replace and to rehabilitate its aging, structurally deficient, and or functionally obsolete bridges. Construction of the replacement of the Woodward Bridge carrying Columbia County Route 7 over a tributary to the role of Jansen Kill is scheduled to begin the first week of June 2022. Hosting the detour will take place, and the bridge is expected to close on or about June 13th. Construction should be complete by early September 2020. It's a nearly 70-year-old county bridge that has been problematic and load posting of over 15 tons now for several years. Blue and Gold at the Housatonic has their opening reception tonight from 4 till 6 p.m., the awards ceremony at 5 p.m. It'll be up for the remainder of the school year through June 17th. In Cornwall, they have their annual town budget meeting tonight. That is at 7:30 at Cornwall Consolidated School. Hunt's homegrown plant sale comes up tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. And in the Douglas Library plant sale, that is coming up this weekend as well, on Saturday from 10 until 1. The plant sale features plants from Freund Farm Market as well as donated plants. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find dinner specials every night and also a tapas menu, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. By Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day today at 31,253.13, the NASDAQ at 11,388.50, and the S&P 500 at 3,900.79. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.